Hello and welcome to everybody gay with your hosts Joanna
and Vina.
This is our rebooted intro because it might not matter that I have a cat named Spencer anymore.
And people might not know what the Church of Androgesus is anymore, and neither one of us are really writing fan fiction these days, so it seemed like, you know, if you're around and have been listening for a while, you know the deal, you know who we are, and you know, we're just excited to kind of shake off the dust a little bit.
Yeah, I guess I could say that I have a cat named Salsa because that's the name of my other cat, just for like parody's sake. But yes,
there you go.
Here we are going into the reboot of PLL, and tonight we're just going to kind of talk about like what our thoughts are on reboots in general, what we know about this reboot, what our hopes for it are, and then in our next episode we'll actually be diving in to the first episode.
Yeah, we are going to do a little kind of mini series that, you know, might expand depending on how far PLL, formerly Original Sin, now Endless Summer. What is it? I don't know what it is. Something
school summer, summer school. I don't know.
Summer school. School's out for summer. Yeah, it's been a little bit since we podcasted. Yeah, we hope that our listeners will write in and let us know how we're doing, how you're doing. And, you know, we might be a little rusty tonight as we kind of get back in the fold. I'll start by saying, Joanna, how are you doing? It's been a little while since we've podcasted.
Oh, it has been a little while. I'm doing pretty good. My wife and I are preparing to moved to a new apartment in April, and we are super excited about it. We keep like looking at each other and saying like, imagine a full-size dishwasher, and like, oh, we could use two kitchen appliances at once because we'll have enough plugs. So we're very we're really very excited.
That is very exciting.
So that is like an exciting thing that is happening in my future. But Vina, a very exciting thing. Like, can we say the exciting thing that's happened for you since last we podcasted?
Yeah, since last we podcasted, I got married. So yeah, we in kind of quick succession, your podcast hosts are two married ladies. We're just a couple of married ladies. Yeah, we're having a bigger wedding later in the year, but we had a little small ceremony right at the end of 2023. And yeah, I think you have a little bit longer being in married life than I do, but so far true. I'm a big fan.
True. Yeah, we've been married since June, but yeah, if you take like total time together, we're ahead by, you know, just a bit.
Leaps and bounds.
If you do it by amount of time married, yeah, it's I have definitely been enjoying it for sure. And we've also been going through like the whole thing of like merging your you know, like getting all your financial stuff in order, like, you know, your life insurance and your like all that good stuff. So yeah, we've been working on that. I'm sure you guys have too. So always a journey.
Always, you know, the beautiful romantic wedding, and then comes the paperwork.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I was looking to see what the actual title of PLL was, but I guess the first part of it is Original Sin, so we'll find out when we get to the second.
We will. We definitely will. But first, let's talk a little bit about reboots. What do you think makes a good reboot?
Okay, so I think that there are a couple of things. I think one, like if you're giving something new life for a new generation, like, I would say, like, the Scream reboot. Like, there was enough time that went by in between the original franchise and the next itineration, and that there was, like, a good amount of continuity between, like, the original and the reboot, but there was enough originality about the reboot that it didn't just feel like you were seeing the same thing be remade. So that's, I feel like that's one of the components of success. What do you think are some others?
Yeah, I think that that is for sure a component. And that touched on something that I think is important, which is like, so when I was thinking about this, I was thinking about different reboots that I've liked and not liked and kind of how I feel like they exemplify these different aspects of what makes a good reboot. And that makes me think about the Saved by the Bell reboot, which I think I'm just realizing in this moment, we're going to say the word reboot so many times, it's going to stop sounding like a word by the end of this episode, but that's okay. So I know a lot of people didn't watch the Saved by the Bell reboot, but I really enjoyed it. And one of the things, I did not watch the original series. I didn't have a connection to it, but I felt like they were able to have little like nods and references to the original series while making the kind of humor and storylines feel contemporary in a way that wasn't like avoided something that I think, and just like that, the Sex and the City reboot, sequel, whatever. We're going to get into like murky territory of like requel, sequel, reboot, revival. I mean, those words I feel like have started to be used interchangeably at this point. Whereas like, I feel like, and just like that had the issue of so much of that show was about correcting the mistakes of the past that I think actual storytelling got a little lost in the process. And you can go back and listen to our, and just like that episode, if you'd like to hear more about that.
Yeah, I agree with you about that. I also think like, the amount of time that passes between one form and the other, like I was really surprised that the PLL reboot came out when it did, because I felt like, have we even really had a chance to miss the show yet? Like, has anyone been feeling like, oh man, there's like a big hole? Like, if anyone would have felt that, I feel like it would have been us. Like, man, yeah, devoted enough that we have like an entire podcast about it. And I had not, especially because like when the show, it wasn't like the show went out on a cliffhanger or it went out on a big high note. Like, I think by the time we got to the end, we were all just kind of like crawling through the desert, like trying to get to the end. So I was surprised by that. I think it'll be interesting to like see what they're doing with the original show. Still very much in recent memory. But you know, there are some shows like when Friends went off the air, there was like a spinoff that was like Joey. And that was too soon. Like it was too soon. Yeah. It was too different. Gossip Girl as a reboot, I do feel like that one was like, we hadn't really had a big chance to miss the original yet. And again, that show was a show that went out with like kind of a, with like Dan being Gossip Girl. So it's interesting. And like now there's a Frasier reboot, which it seems like that's actually been too long. I think you have to kind of hit a sweet spot where there's like nostalgia, but enough time has gone by that you have something like different and interesting to say.
I would totally agree. I think another sort of version of, again, the reboot, the revival, whatever, is something like One Day at a Time or A League of Their Own, where the connection to the source material is more thematic than like characters crossing over or like, oh, we're having an update with this person that we haven't seen in 10 years. And I think that both of those shows, I really, really liked, did an interesting thing where it was sort of, they sort of took the opportunity to explore stories that weren't possible the first time these stories were being told, for, you know, a variety of reasons, for budget, for creativity. A lot of it is for censorship, for like a lack of social awareness. And I think that, you know, one of my hopes, particularly given like how disastrously PLL bungled things like the Charlotte reveal or, you know, the Emily and the Eggs storyline, is it, or like a lot of the Spencer mental health stuff and addiction stuff is, I would hope that, I don't really have confidence in this, but I would, my hope would be that they could find ways to sort of tell maybe versions of those stories with a level of like care and awareness that they didn't exhibit the first time around.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely agree with that. So as we're talking about reboots, revivals, spin-offs, I do think, so to me, a reboot is like One Day at a Time was a reboot. Like it took
sure.
like the concept of the original and then it like updated it and it had like all different, you know, it had a very different spin on the whole thing. And I would say like A League of Their Own, I would also say that that was like a reboot because it kind of took the source material and then like had, you know, you didn't have like Dottie wasn't a character, for example, in the
sure.
In that. Whereas I would say that And Just Like That is a revival because it's the same characters, just
sure.
And I would say Frasier, I guess, is probably more of a revival. Gossip Girl, a reboot, and then this PLL situation, a reboot. Whereas spinoffs, good Lord, we've already had two PLL spinoffs. PLL was a show that, like, it towards the end, it wanted nothing so much to put the original down and spin off itself in various different directions.
Yeah.
But like, so I guess, what are some of your thoughts about that? Like, what are your thoughts about watching this reboot, given how much PLL always seems to be like yearning for a recreation of itself?
Well, I'm so curious how much of this will feel like a recreation or like a kind of trying to capture magic in a bottle. You know, if it's going to be, because I really know nothing about this show, so I don't even know if the format is like it's four girls and somebody goes missing. I don't really know. I'm actually kind of excited to go in relatively blind. I think I knew some details about this at one point, but they've left my brain. So I, like, one of the things that I hope for is, like, I want it to have its own distinct style, aesthetic, vibe that feels like it sets it apart, both from PLL or OG PLL and also from sort of a lot of the other teen shows that have, you know, kind of come on in the wake of like of PLL, but especially I think of like Riverdale. And I, you know, I don't want to unfairly lump those shows together because I know like people have said that the new Nancy Drew is really good. I think you watched some of that, didn't you?
I did watch some of the new Nancy Drew, and I did like it. It got kind of supernatural for me after a while, so I think I stopped. But yeah, I did really enjoy what I saw of it.
Yeah, I want this show to feel like its own thing rather than just sort of grasping at the IP of PLL and trying to kind of whip up something that whatever remaining fans are there might actually watch. And like one of the things that I kind of, we're sort of maybe veering into more of a conversation of like what we do and don't want from this particular reboot, which it's funny because I feel like this lives in that weird space between like reboot and revival. Like maybe you'd call it a requel because like it does. I do think it takes place in the same universe as PLL because I think I heard something about there's like a reference to like Senator Veronica Hastings or something like that. So I don't think it's like chock full of references. And that's one of the things I hope. I hope it is not. I hope that this isn't a show that's just trying to pander to the original fans kind of the way The Perfectionist was, because like we saw how that didn't work. It wasn't fun to watch. And it all was like, I feel like it always is there to like reinforce the worst parts of the show. Like, oh, Arya and Ezra adopted another baby. Spencer and Toby are pregnant. It's like, I don't need that. Let me live in a world where I can imagine that everybody just broke up after the finale.
Well, I mean, they're going to inevitably.
They will. They will eventually. Yeah. Yeah. What about you? How much of a connection to the original PLL do you want this show to have?
Okay. My number one wish for this show is I want it to be like, when we talk about the spinoff attempts and things from the original show, it's, you know, Ravenswood and The Perfectionists, you know, being the only two spinoffs that existed. But it always seemed like PLL wanted to set itself up with one idea, like a girl goes missing. I don't want it to be a one for one, like, I don't want it to be a one for one exchange. I don't want to have, like, this character is the new Spencer and this character is the new Emily. Like, I don't want that. I want it to be something that, like, has a balance between, like, the known elements and, like, the unexpected.
That's a really good way of putting it. Like, elements of familiarity, but taking it in new directions. And I actually think that your mention of Scream, like, that's a very apt comparison, because I think that I don't think that those, that the Scream requel is the phrase that they use in those movies. So that's the phrase I'm going to use. Like, the most recent Scream movies, I don't think that they're perfect, but I do think that they find ways of subverting expectations in interesting ways, and in ways that don't just feel like complete retreads of the original films. And I would like to see that with this new incarnation of PLL.
Yeah, I definitely agree. When we think about this, like, I don't know very much about it either. I think I know, like, I know two things that were in an article that I read that was about how some of the original characters were tied in at the end. But yeah, I don't know a lot. I think that what the show, like, if I were saying, like, what would it look like, what would I want it to look like? I think that if it's a liar show, any kind of show that's, you know, kind of PLL branded, I think it needs to have A in some form. You kind of can't have the liars without an A of some kind.
Do you want this A to be like Black Hoodie A signing texts, you know, kisses A, or do you want this A to be something different?
You know, I'm open.
Okay.
I think it has to be like an unknown force that, like, observes and tries to manipulate the liars.
Yeah, you know, that brings up a really good question that I have for you, which is, what makes this a part of the PLL, under the PLL umbrella? Like, what would you like this to make this under the PLL umbrella? If we're not having a bunch of, like, references to the original characters, if we're not having, like, one for one, this is the same story, what elements do you want to carry over so somebody could look at this and be like, oh, I see how this is PLL adjacent?
Yeah. Okay. So the A, like,
the A
is A.
The anus of this, as Hannah would say.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think you need the tight-knit core group. Like I said, the girls don't have to be, like, a one-for-one exchange, but I do think it needs to be a group of girls. Like, I do want it to be, like, female-centric. I would be fine, like, especially given the transphobia of the original series. Like, I think it would be cool if, like, one of the girls was trans, but I think we saw in The Perfectionists their attempt to integrate, like, a gay guy into the world of, like, a liar.
I
guess don't judge any show by The Perfectionists, because The Perfectionists is terrible. But I think a tight-knit group of girls. I would like there to be some queerness. And I do feel like having it set, like, it doesn't have to be in Rosewood at all. It could be anywhere. But I think in a place where the patriarchy is, like, almost a character, I feel like that's another element of the original that I feel like is kind of, you know, it's in the, for me, it's in the DNA of PLL. What about you?
Yeah, I have on my list like a strong core connection between the main girls for sure. And I think part of what made PLL work so well was the chemistry between those actresses. So that, like, if I was in the casting department of this show, that would be the number one thing I would cast for, is like, we need a group of, you know, these young actresses who have really good, compelling chemistry with one another. I agree about the town. I think that it needs to be a small town. I kind of think it needs to be a New England small town, like maybe, okay, maybe not, but I do feel like maybe not New England, but somewhere on the East Coast. I do feel like that kind of Gilmore Girls-esque East Coasty kind of perpetual fall vibe is sort of part of the DNA of this series. You know, like this idea that like everybody has secrets, I think is important, and like that secrets are kept through generations of people, that the parents have secrets from the kids and the kids have secrets from the parents. I think all of that is important. I think kooky fashion is an important element. And I also think part of what made PLL what it was that sort of that weirdness, that camp that they would lean into sometimes. And so, you know, that sort of goes back to the distinct style that I was talking about. I would hope that they would find a way to lean into that. Let it be a little weird. Let it be a little like not maybe so cookie cutter. Let the main girls not always be super likable and charming. You know, I think that like, that was what made PLL interesting. You know, things like having references to old movies, or having, you know, weird masquerade balls, or having just like letting things be a little bit awkward and messy sometimes. I think that's something that we either lost or got a really watered down version of in the last couple seasons of the show. But in the heyday of the show, I think that was really something that made it pop. So that I would hope that they are able to do some of that.
Yeah, I love that. Also on my wish list, I guess, would be, you know, we always loved a lot of the identity work that PLL did, like how much of Hannah is her trying to be Allison, and how much of Allison was her trying to be Cece, and how does Mona fit? Like, there's so much of that. I don't think it needs to be, again, like, it doesn't need to be like a one-for-one swap. It doesn't need to be like there's a guy who's making masks of people's faces in the woods. Although, you know, what show isn't better for a dude making masks of faces in the woods?
Of course.
But I think that like the idea of identity, and like the way that you define yourself, the way you define yourself in relation to your friends and to your community, and the labels that people put on you, like I would hope that a show that was like a Liar branded show would investigate some of that.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's like, that's what I want. I want it to be like an interior investigation as well as an exterior investigation. Like, that's the part of PLL I think I really get into.
That's such a good way of putting it, because that's like, when you say that, I immediately think of Shadow Play. That is, exists as both things, and the interior is, you know, informing the exterior, and, you know, and vice versa. Yeah, I can't believe that we're this far into this discussion and we've barely talked about queerness on this show.
Well, I definitely want there to be queer. I mean, if I were, you know, if I had my druthers, like, everybody would be gay. All the liars would be gay. It would be a completely gay show. And it would take place, you know, it would take place at like a girls' boarding school, let's say.
There you go. Yeah, I think, you know, we can maybe talk about like some of the things we want this show to do better than the original at. And yes. I mean, more queerness, and not just like, okay, I want everybody to be gay. Although that would be great. I love your girls' boarding school idea. But also just like, you know, letting queer characters have friendships, letting queer characters show desire, giving as much time and attention to queer relationships as straight relationships, not having queerness be linked to villainy, but also like not having the queers just be these sort of puritanical little angels who sort of get the good queer label the way that Emily often did. Like just letting there be a dynamic element to the way that queerness functions in this universe. That would be something I'd hope for.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I had a list. So I had a list of like things that I felt like the reboot sort of did need. And then I have a list of things that the reboot does not need. I realized that the horse is already out of the barn because the reboot exists and we just haven't watched it yet. But if anybody had consulted me, I would say, reboot, here's my list of things you do not need. Twins. You do not need twins. I have had enough twins in this universe. I'm good.
We're
all up on twins.
Our cart is full to the brim of twins. We've got the pantry is stocked. We don't need to buy any more.
No twins. I also have on this list boyfriends. That's what you're thinking. I know
don't need them.
Some of these girls are gonna have boyfriends, but I guess I do not want. I do not think that the show needs to have boyfriends that commandeer the plot lines the way a lot of the dudes did in original PLL, especially as time went on. So that's on my list. And then the other two are ableist jokes, blind jokes, and the Sarah Harvey have hands type jokes are, I feel like, vastly out of place. I hope that it stays away from that whole aisle. And then also transphobia, like the most sordid legacy of original PLL. I hope that it makes an effort to like correct the mistakes in that area, but at least like not repeating them.
Yeah, that's a fabulous list. Piggybacking on it a little bit, I think I would say in addition to the no ableist jokes, I think we can just do away with the main characters injured somebody in some major way and they carry guilt about it. And the injury is like nebulous in terms of how permanent it is or is not. And does the person have hands or feet or, you know, lips or what, like whatever it's going to be. You know, I just think we don't need it. We don't need that. We did it twice on PLL. That was more than enough times. I think that we don't need it. We don't need it. I would like for there to not be age gap relationships that are just treated as totally fine and normal. I'm not necessarily opposed to age gap relationships if they are treated as creepy and predatory. And or if there's at least some like discussion about it where characters are like, hey, maybe this isn't, you know, cool. I think I also like, I want the parents to be there, but I don't want it to be all about the parents. I don't want it to be like overly focused on the parents. I want the main like girl characters to be strong enough on their own to kind of anchor the series. I do not want the queers to be token queers. I want them to be fully realized characters. I kind of already mentioned this, but I do not want like tons of check-ins about how, you know, Spencer and Toby and their five children are doing. Let me write the fan fiction. I don't need to know like what happened to everybody after we stop seeing them, because it's also like that also drops the breadcrumb of like, oh, maybe Ashley Benson's going to show up. And it's like, Ashley Benson's not going to show up.
And she barely showed up for the last couple seasons of the show that she was on. I agree.
Exactly.
Seeing her in this one is unlikely. Although it would be very hilarious if we watched the pilot and like Ashley Benson was
in it. It's like, well, there's egg on our face. If Ashley Benson showed up and like nobody told us, I feel like I think the main thing that I would like this series to avoid is just feeling like a bland, soulless retread, you know, feeling like this was just a cash grab and there wasn't really anything all that original to say. Original is in the title. It should have a sense of originality to it. And I think that part of that is having a clear direction for the mystery.
I totally agree with that. And that's definitely something that, you know, the original PLL was missing, honestly, like post season two. So I think that that would really help, like a more defined direction, and less just sort of like meandering, throw a dartboard, you know, throw a dart at the wall and see who's going to be the suspect this week.
Exactly. Are there any other things that you would like this show to not include?
Yeah, I do have two others. They're not like as important as the other ones, but I would say I've had enough fake relatives showing up in the PLL verse. You know, Mrs. Potter's fake nephew, the architect. you know, cousin Nate with, you know, his real reveal of I'm Lyndon J. Like,
ever heard of it?
No. So yeah, I'm done with fake relatives. And I'm also, this may be controversial, but I do not feel like in a post Alex Drake world, I do not feel like the reboot needs any accents. I just a general ban on accent work altogether.
You know, I think there's nowhere to go after Alex Drake's accent. That accent was like the pinnacle of all accent work for all time. And I would agree with you. I think everybody uses their God-given accent and we'll figure it out later.
Yes, you know, it's fine. If everyone's American, that's fine. If three of them are American and one person was born in Australia and is Australian, that's fine. Like,
let them be Australian.
Yeah, like we don't want to like invite the spirit of Alex Drake into this reboot in any way.
You know, you bringing up Lyndon James made me think about how I would also really like for this show to treat its Black characters with more respect and yes, not have them either be a villain and be killed off or just be like set dressing. I would really like to see that from this show. Absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. How would you feel like if this show skews a little bit darker than the original one did? For example, if I don't know a lot of the details about the reboot, but like for a while, like in the beginning of PLL, at least for a bit of the pilot, we don't know. Allison disappeared. We don't know if she's alive or dead. And then of course, mm-hmm. like, you know, she remains like the cat in the box. Like, is she alive?
Yeah.
Is she dead? Like, for a long time. But like, what if this show starts out with like something that is indisputably a murder?
I would be fine with that. You know, that makes me think of like the Veronica Mars revival, which I know highly controversial. I think you and I were both in the camp of really enjoying it. And that was definitely darker. There's also, I don't know. This PLL one, this is on Max, right? Or was it, I'm not sure if it was filmed for Max. So I don't know.
I don't know
what the censorship situation is. But, you know, that also makes me think of something like the Criminal Minds reboot, where like they shot it for streaming. And so they're able to like curse on that show. So I would be totally fine with that. My thing that I would not be as happy about would be if they did the PLL thing of like hinting at stuff and then walking it back because for whatever reason, you know, like I think if you're gonna commit to the darkness and really dive into that and, you know, have like enough respect for your audience to let a storyline play out.
I definitely think that is a solid direction to move in. I will say, so this is like a spoiler, but I think you know it too, because I think we talked about it at one point. There is like a pregnancy storyline
Yeah.
involved in this show. I one of the girls is pregnant or becomes pregnant or something, pregnancy is involved. And I actually, like, I'm really all for that because for all the sex that the liars had on the original show, like all of the heterosex that was shown, the fact that like there was only one small pregnancy, well, no, I guess there were two. There was Allison being worried she was pregnant and Kate May, and then Spencer and Toby like breaking up over a pregnancy scare later on. But like you never saw any of the liars like, you know, discussing safe sex or, you know, yeah, birth control or things like that. So I feel like the pregnancy storyline is, you know, a nod towards realism that the original show did not always contain.
I would totally agree. I also hope that somewhere in this pregnancy storyline, like I think that she has the baby or carries the baby to term. I don't know the situation exactly, but I would like somebody to have a conversation about abortion. I'm not going to like hang my hat on that because that very well might not happen. But like PLL was so weird in their like kind of dancing around the issue of abortion and like not really saying the word, and so many shows don't say that word. So I'd like them to say the word. Also, while we're at it, maybe we can say the word bisexual. That would be fun too.
Ooh, love that. You know? Love that.
Yeah.
Say the word bisexual, even one time challenge.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I would also be totally happy if we're gonna get check-ins about the original series. I would be totally fine and would really love to find out that all of the OTPs broke up.
I mean, we know that it happened, but yeah, I would love unexpected check-ins, like, oh, we're gonna go meet Aria and her husband, and we think it's like, oh, it's Prezra. But then, like, we meet them, and it's, like, Aria and Jason, or Aria and, like, Noel Khan, whose head is reattached for no, like, it's just never explained.
Don't ask why. We don't have time to ask questions. Never mind that the police didn't question Aria when she was at the scene of the beheading.
No.
No, don't worry about it. I have a question for you about the mystery stuff, which is, you know, we don't really know what the format of this show is from the standpoint of like the different seasons have different subtitles. I don't know if that means that the same characters are carrying over or if it's like different, you know, sets of characters in the same universe or exactly what it is. But how self-contained do you want the mystery to be? Do you want us to like by the end of the first season kind of have the pieces, or do you want it to be more of like a many seasons long mystery but just more tightly plotted?
I think it's okay, like I think it's okay to have it be like the final answer isn't revealed until like, you know, the end of season two, the end of season three, something like that. But I think you have to like, I don't know, did you ever watch the show The Killing?
Yeah,
I think it was set in.
Yeah.
So the end of the first season of that show, like you think there's a resolution, like you think the case is solved because like evidence comes in and you think like, okay, we know what happened, and then like almost instantly there's like, oh, here's one more piece of evidence that means that's not it at all. Like I like that as like kind of a cliffhanger ending between seasons. And,
sure.
And honestly, I even feel like in PLL itself, once you saw Mona, like we had the reveal that it was Mona, and then you see her talking to another person and saying, like, I did everything just like you told me. Like, I thought that was a great setup for like, it was Mona, but there's like a bigger power, you know, behind the throne. Like that kind of thing is totally fine. I definitely don't think that you should be going like 7 seasons. I don't think you should be going 6 seasons without giving us like some better resolution. But I think just in general, having a more tightly plotted mystery would help with all that. And I should put this on my do not need list. I really don't need any more episodes that are like set in coffee houses and are just a bunch of flashbacks or that are big reveals that we're watching on like the, I don't know, hologram crime-o-matic screen at the Karasimi group.
Yeah, I agree. I don't need that. I also don't need, when you said coffee shops, it was making me think of like, I don't need endless like recapping the stakes scenes. Like, we should be able to follow what's going on without the characters constantly recapping them. Go ahead.
Well, I was also going to say, I feel like being fans of original TLL should add something to our appreciation of this show. But this show should be enjoyable, even if someone has not. Like, there should be an entrance point, even if you've never watched the original TLL.
I totally agree. I also, like, maybe this might be controversial to say, but I would like the main mystery to not just be who is A. Because I actually think that who is A, like, I think part of the failure of the PLL, original PLL mystery in the later seasons was, like, the fixation on who is A, when I think that there were a lot of other really interesting avenues they could have gone down. So I would like this mystery to maybe be a little bit more expansive.
I love that idea a lot. Well, plus, like, I think there needs to be an A and stuff, but like, when I say, like, you know, you can like, you just need a balance between like the known and the unexpected. Like, I think it would be cool if A wound up being one of the parents, or if A wound up being like a life coach, if A, you know, like, I think that A could be on their side. Like, I think that there are a lot of different ways that they could draw that picture.
I completely agree.
The girls could all be red coats. I mean, I feel like there are just many, many things to do that would make it feel interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. A could be like manipulating them into being each other's A's or something like that.
You know, yeah.
Possibilities are endless.
I kind of heard, and I don't know, like, I don't have like a specific source for this, but I kind of remember hearing that like the reboot had more of it was almost more of a horror vibe than the original did. And I'm very interested in that, because in terms of some of the A prank, like, you know, I'm always here for like the worms in the Chinese food.
Totally.
Stuff like that. So I think it would be really interesting. It would be really interesting to kind of see if it leans in that direction, like where it goes.
Yeah, I agree. I think if there are men on this show that are hateable, and I'm sure there will be, I would like for that to be like within the text of the show for characters to hate the men.
I would also like to, you know, you have to speak it into existence, and I'm going to say, like, I would like the majority of the bodies that drop on this show to be predatory men.
Yes, I agree. I completely agree. Oh, wow. We have quite the wish list.
We do. I mean, we want all that in a bag of chips. We want all that and, like, Ashley Benson dancing in the opening credits of the reboot.
Well, this is very much like, you know, like the kid who makes the incredibly long list to Santa. Like, we know we won't get all of these things, but... And we might not get any of them. And, you know, that would be okay, because we'll be surprised no matter what. But we just, you know, if we were crafting this reboot, these are the elements that I think we would want to have.
And the bar is really low in the PLL verse. Like Ravenswood, the perfectionists, like, I don't think it's going to be extremely difficult to make, like, the best PLL related material that has yet been done.
The bar is on the floor. Absolutely. Is there more that you would like to say about reboots in general, or what you want from this particular reboot?
No, I'm so excited as we go into the reboot. I'm so excited to see, like, how many of these things do or do not come to fruition.
Yeah, it'll be like, you know, Vita and Joanna won, PLL writers won, you know. We'll have a little tally going.
Love that. Love that for us.
We are super excited. Just kind of a note on our format. So we're going to do this episode by episode, but I think we'll be talking about it a little bit more thematically, kind of like we did on our Teenage Bounty Hunters recap. But, you know, we will definitely dive into the meat of each episode. So never fear, you're not just going to be getting like a vague overview. You know, we like to talk, we like to get into the nitty gritty, and we'll definitely be doing that. I'm excited. You know, it's rare to kind of jump into a piece of media in this day and age and like feel like I know very little about it, but that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be super fun.
Yeah. So we will be releasing episodes every other week, as we go through this. And I actually don't know when the next, season is coming out of the artist formerly known as Original Sin. So, you know, maybe it'll be ready by the time we're talking about it. I'm sure the writers and actors strike probably adjusted that timing somewhat, but, yeah, so we will, you know, we will be diving in. If you have thoughts on the reboot, I'm gonna ask, no spoilers, please, from our listeners. But if you have like, you know, any vague thoughts or ideas that you want to share before we get started, you can of course send us an email at everybodyapodcast@gmail.com. You can check out our sadly neglected as of late, but I'll post some stuff on there, Instagram at Everybody A Podcast. You can send in a rating and review on iTunes. We would appreciate it. It's good to be back.
Yeah, for sure. And until next time, next time you hear from us, not only will we be like two married ladies, but we will also be ladies who have watched the PLL reboot.
Yes. So
another life change.
This is the last episode from the before time. Until then.
Take care.